Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with Linda G, the Comanche Psychic. She is a wonder on YouTube, has at least, I think, 150,000 followers. She is kind of a celebrity. I'm a little nervous, but I'm so happy to have her on my show. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to start off by singing my song about my three dead ex-husbands. Oh, wait, wrong show. Sorry.
I told you guys, this is why I had her on. She's got the best sense of humor. Linda, I adore you. I love watching your YouTube. You have psychic mediums on. You have tarot readers on. You read tarot. You have astrologers on. Tell me what kind of got you going in this whole psychic part of your life.
My mother was born on a reservation. She's half Mexican, half Native.
Yeah.
And she really had the gift, way more than me, but she was too afraid of it. She was a Scorpio.
Okay.
And she was very angry at the Catholic Church because she became an orphan when her mother died at age 12. Oh. Her mom was like 37, okay, pregnant with her seventh child and died of preeclampsia.
Oh, no.
And my mom lived in these orphanages that were Native but run by white nuns. Okay. And they were very mean. So she never quite got over it and was always angry at God. That sadness lingered with her. Mm. And if you look at the Native history, sure, there's beautiful things about our tribe of Comanches.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of pain. You know, a lot of them were alcoholics. A lot of them were always angry. And it's that sadness that they went through of being stripped of everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I didn't know that crap because here she is. No drop of white in her.
Yeah.
And she put herself down. I think maybe I was born in Georgia. They might not have said Native or even Mexican. They said white or black. That's it. Okay. So she put white and that I was white. And then when she lived in California with my father, who is white, by the way, he couldn't help it. her first language was Spanish. She could speak Comanche, you know, but she only spoke English, and us three little rugrats, you know, I wish she would have spoke Spanish. I wish she would have bilingualed us, and my dad wouldn't have cared. He would have been happy. Right. And when all my tias would come over to visit, they'd all be speaking fluent Spanish, and I used to wish I could understand what they were saying.
Yeah.
But they did not talk about religion. I know my tia still went to Catholic Church, mm-hmm, but my mom was dead set against my dad, especially. He was, you know, atheist. And so I didn't have any religious upbringing. And when I was 8 years old, I had what I would call an out-of-body experience.
Oh.
I went straight to a realm where Jesus was, who I didn't really know who he was. Mm-hmm. And all the glory they tell you about. And I was in a beautiful meadow. Do you hear about that meadow a lot?
I have heard about that meadow a lot with the near-death experiencers. Yes, they go into, and it's covered in flowers.
Green, yeah, and mm-hmm, it's flowing, and a light wind was blowing on my face. Mm. The smell was magnificent, and I could hear the tone I thought was angels, just that one, you know, one tone. Yeah. And I thought, wow, that's beautiful. Now, when I read Life and Teachings of Masters of the Far East, they said that's the vibration. When you go over there, it's a totally different vibration. So that hum you hear is a vibrational, which makes
hum,
sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these women with cloaks around their face advised me to sit and kneel at this cross and look up. And there he was. Mm-hmm. So he smiled at me. And I remember thinking, this guy's a bigwig. Can I ask him for backstage passes? And really smiled. I could feel that omnipresent, absolute love.
Yes.
Unconditional love. Mm. Because, you know, to be honest, being raised in my house, there was a lot of anger. My dad was sort of a bully.
Yeah.
You got physically beat if you looked at him the wrong way. Mm. So I was raised in fear and to have that beautiful energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my head down real quick because I got scared. And someone said to me in my ear, you better look up. Here's your chance.
Oh.
So I looked up again and he smiled at me again and he opened his arms. He said, my child.
Oh.
And then, boom, I went back into my body. And let me tell you something. It wasn't like you wake up from a dream. I was wide awake in my body and I was ice cold.
Wow.
you know, I was only 8 years old. I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And right after that, by the way, I got hit by a car. It was a significant trauma. So I don't know if it was the pre-thing to that to let me know they got my back.
Yeah.
And that's when it piqued my interest. Who is this? What is this about? And so I told my mom about the dream.
Yeah.
And she said, that sounds like Jesus.
Mm.
So, you know, then I was curious. The girl across the street was Catholic, and I got to find out about Jesus. And my parents didn't care if us kids went with other neighborhood kids to their church, Presbyterian, Mormon, whoever. We would just go just to be involved in the kids' stuff.
Linda, do you think that when you were there on the other side, do you think you gained some kind of psychic ability or some kind of abilities when you got back?
I felt touched. So I knew I had something to do in this world.
Yes.
I would get feelings about things, but it really got profound. I went through nursing school doing card readings and shots with my friends, you know, back in the back of wherever we were working. And just did that for a few extra bucks, you know.
Yeah.
But what happened was I had gone to Laguna Beach and a psychic tarot reader who was my hairdresser said, you're going to be better than me. Oh. And I was like, what? And he handed me his tarot cards. He said, play with these and see what I'm saying. And that's what happened. I started realizing, you know, geez, I guess I'm pretty good. And I was getting a lot of people, the bigwigs from San Francisco, a lot of big names, including rock and roll people.
Wow.
That were calling me, asking me to read for them. And, you know, I did it. And then I'd make all kinds. My dad said, I can't believe she's doing this, making all this money, and she can't even get her own life together. But I was in nursing school. I was doing something with my life.
Exactly.
So then I started getting better and better at readings. But I can't tell you I lived a great life because I still had all my issues, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Yeah.
Emotional hardship issues. I'm not going to blame anybody. It was just my plight for that time.
Right.
And I actually stopped reading when I got to be a nurse, which was some of the best times of my life. I worked 20 years. I worked the emergency room. I worked labor and delivery. I saw life and death. I worked so hard. And it was such an experience. And I would, you know, hear things and see people leave their bodies. It was really something.
Wow.
But the real profound beginning happened when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
My boys were still little. I was walking my dog. I had no hair. I had no breasts because I had a double mass.
Yeah.
And I begged them to please let me live because I didn't want to leave my boys.
Yeah.
It was more not about being afraid to die. It was more about because their dad was an alcoholic and I was so afraid of what would happen to them.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I said, dear God, please, don't take me away. Let me stay. And when I said that, I was walking with the dog. I heard in my right ear, it's always my right ear.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, there is no such thing as death.
Mm.
That man talks to me every once in a while. It's usually profound. One time I was driving to Laguna Beach by myself.
Yeah.
And I started crying because I thought, I don't want to die. I don't know why I went there.
Yeah.
Because I won't be able to see my parents. I won't be able to see this or that. And that man said to me, you see in your dreams, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Which if you think about it, you're unconscious basically, but you're still seeing vividly. Sometimes those dreams can be very vivid.
Absolutely.
So when he said that, I stopped in my tracks like, holy cow. And my dog, Moochie, used to like to tug me like, come on, mama, let's go.
Yeah.
But I stopped and he sat too, which was weird.
Oh, wow.
And at that moment, it was like I was on a path, not a road. I was on a path. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'd see the rangers come through.
Yeah.
But there was no room there for vehicles or anything.
Yeah.
And there was these beautiful tall oak trees. And all of a sudden, the trees started, the top of them started to move like you would have thought King Kong was going to come through.
Oh, wow.
And there was no wind.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I no sooner thought that, and this wave of whatever it was went through me. It was a wind, and it went right through me. It came down and pushed me, and I heard, thy will be done.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, I was, what the? And I was zooming. I zoomed for like 2 days. Like, I thought if I touch an electrical socket, I'd blow it out.
Oh, my God.
Because I was zooming. I couldn't eat. Well, if I can't eat, there you go. I was at death's door.
Right.
I couldn't sleep. I didn't understand what this was. Nowadays, if I said this out loud, professionals would write me and say, that sounds like this or that.
Right.
So I was Zooming and I couldn't get the smell of the earth, like a fresh, you know, that rain that hits the ground and it's that beautiful smell.
Yes.
I couldn't get that smell off my hands. Mm. I washed and washed. I couldn't get the smell off my hands. And finally, my native friends from the tribe and other friends from different tribes said that earth is the sign of healing.
Oh.
And you know, that cancer never came back.
And now were you taking treatment or were you done with your treatment or what happened?
I just finished chemo.
Wow.
But they wanted me to take some other pills and I had to go. I still went back until the 5-year mark where they said, oh, now you don't worry. You don't have to come back. And then I told them I wanted my money back because you said I'd lose weight on chemo and I didn't drop the pound.
Well, you know, it's almost like to me, you asked for something, you got it. Because, you know, stranger things have happened. Let's be honest. But the thing is, they knew your intention. And maybe that was an exit point. You've heard of those.
Let me tell you something real quick I forgot to say in the middle of this.
Yes.
I've told this story so much, sometimes I forget little bits.
Yeah.
When they said, what are you doing? You know there's no such thing as death.
Yeah.
I felt embarrassed.
Oh.
I felt like, oh, yes, you're right. Oh, my God, what am I doing? You know, being this way. And I literally from my soul told them or whoever was out there talking to me.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. You're absolutely right. I accept whatever my fate will be, even if I'm to die now.
Nice.
That's okay. I know in faith you will take care of everything. I gave it away. And that's when I got hit by the wind.
Wow. Okay. That's even more profound. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. That's incredible. So were they like astonished what the doctors think?
Well, because I had a bad cancer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They told me to prepare.
Yeah.
Listen, they told me to prepare. I got hepatitis C from working at that hospital.
Oh, no.
I have the European version, genotype 2B, which is actually the easier one to heal. But I started going up with the liver enzymes, and they told me to prepare then, too. But the medicine they put me on was a Pegasus, something done by Pegasus. And I remember reading the card that says, may cause cancer.
Oh, wow.
And sure enough, I got cancer right after that.
Do you think the readings had anything to do with you possibly getting cancer? Were you doing readings by then?
Yeah, readings got even more profound. Like, for instance, let me just give you a quick example.
Yeah.
I'm reading a woman from my home. You know, I never did it in my home. I read on the phone.
Okay.
By the way, I don't do readings anymore, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting old and I can't handle this.
It takes too much.
Yeah. But while I'm reading her, we're talking to her deceased husband because that mediumship is very easy for me.
Okay.
And when we're talking to the deceased husband, my phone was across from me on the other side on a dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I both heard a man talking, and it was coming from my phone. And I said to her, what the heck?
Yeah.
I get up and walk over to it. And in the phone, it says, in our realm, anything is possible.
What?
Yeah, I took a screenshot of it if you want me to send it to you.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's so funny you say that because I've said on my podcast, you guys, I'm starting to think just about anything is possible when it comes to the spirit world.
Well, they're amazing. I have gotten absolute miraculous hits and the deceased talk. Listen, one day I'm doing my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And everybody kept asking me about this young girl that was missing. Her name was Gabby.
Yes.
And so, you know, I don't really follow the news with that kind of stuff. And I said, somebody send me a picture of her. Mm-hmm. Let me look, see if I get something.
Right.
Do you know when she came through, I saw her. She immediately came through, just a young, bright light.
Wow.
And she said, my boyfriend took my life. They will find me, like her body will be found.
Yeah.
And that he will eventually take his own life.
And that's what happened.
And that was live YouTube. That wasn't, you know, something I told later.
Oh, my God.
And not too long after that, they found her. And then, of course, he ended up.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, well, she said that to me.
Wow. Well, you predicted a lot of things, though, Linda.
I know. Thank God for my subscribers or whoever listens to the show, because I don't write it down. I just say it. And then they'll come back later. One lady said, you predicted COVID in August of the year before it came out.
Oh,
I said, what?
Gosh, yeah.
And she gave me the link to the show, and there it was. I was doing a reading to everybody, and I said, they interrupted me. My guides did. And sometimes I act a little offset, like, oh, what? What is it you want to tell me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they said there's going to be a real bad virus coming out.
Wow.
And I could see everybody wearing masks.
Wow. And that's scary alone, just hearing that. So you're like, I don't know what this means. But then all of a sudden, here's COVID. And that was the craziest thing ever.
I know. It was so weird.
And I don't see a pandemic, though, coming again. What do you think?
Maybe in 10 years, but not now.
Okay. Because, guys, I've got questions for her. Okay. So, like, let me ask you this. What do you think about disclosure and the possible extraterrestrial contact?
Well, it's so interesting. To tell you the truth, I didn't really believe in UFOs or any of that until I was in Sedona. And my girlfriend took me up with some professional person with those military lenses.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. We saw at least 53 actual UFOs that night.
What?
They would go straight up side by side, and then they'd take off 180 degrees in opposite directions.
Oh my gosh.
Things that weren't possible for a regular man to do.
Right.
And then I was bought and sold, but I was still nervous about it. Wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So one day, one of them came to me energetically, psychically.
Okay.
And he was so calm and so nice.
Oh.
And they always say to me, man has free will.
Right.
So we're not allowed to interrupt with your free will.
Yeah.
But if you start messing with atom bombs or that kind of stuff.
Nuclear, right.
We will step in. We have the right because you're affecting the whole universe.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? My mom has kind of indicated the same thing to me. If that's any consolation. Exact same thing. She says, we will stop it if we have to.
Yeah. And there's a lot of cases where, like in Russia with Chernobyl.
Right.
There was a UFO right over one of those things that was sucking up that radiation. And they said if that spaceship hadn't done that, it would have been a lot worse.
Really?
Yeah. And it was in the Russian newspapers.
Okay.
Someone got a picture of it.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, do you think it's going to be like Bashar says? Maybe. I don't know if you listen to Bashar, but do you think in 2027 we may see them by then?
That's what I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
Is I kind of have a giggle about that.
Yeah.
They're already here.
Oh, well, yeah, I totally agree.
They're around us. They are with us. They even listen sometimes if we give them permission to what we have to say. Sometimes they think it's funny. They watch our movies, our ET movies.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like people running in the street scared to death. I don't see that kind of opening. What I feel is they're already here and they don't need to be alarming. Like they don't want to be alarmed, but they're here. They live underground. They live in mountains. Mm. They live everywhere.
Yeah. And I've heard from other people, they come with such a vibration of love so that you're not afraid, right?
Do. Now I heard there's some that aren't like that. Does Bashar say that?
Yeah, I think there's some, but I believe that the aliens, I hate to say aliens, the ETs that are here, they won't allow the really bad ones to come near us because we already got enough bad crap here.
We already got that guy in the White House.
Right? Don't even get me started, girl. Oh my gosh. But I've also heard that, you know, like a Steven Spielberg kind of movie coming out. I can't remember what it's called, but it's coming out this summer and it's about first contact. And I've heard people say, he was gifted with this director ability because he's here to help send messages for them, you know?
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt. Oh, I'm looking so forward to that movie.
Oh, yes, I am too. And I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, I am too.
I think it's called Disclosure.
Is it called Disclosure? It might be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I think it's coming out this summer, and I can't wait for it. But man, he's done other things like Close Encounters, and people say that's exactly how some of these ships look, and this is exactly how these people feel when they're around them, the whole thing.
Yeah, and you can't get over it. You want more.
Exactly. It's kind of like when people have near-death experiences, they don't want to come back.
Did you ever see that movie Arrival?
Yes, I did.
I thought that was profound.
It was very profound. And I loved the way they worked with time on it because time was invented by man and everything else is just happening all at once because I'm a big believer in reincarnation. And I've heard people say, oh, when you come back, you can't go to different time periods. You have to keep going ahead. And I'm like, no, everything's happening now. If I die and want to come back in the 1500s, I certainly can if I'm going to learn something for my soul, you know?
Yeah. Doesn't that lady who died in a car accident, she talked about that. Everything with Notre Dame.
Oh, with them. Yeah. Dolores Cannon. Yeah. She was interviewing. Well, actually, she was past life regression hypnosis, and Nostradamus was talking to her. In fact, she was able to do it through several different humans that she did it with, several different clients. And they were able to like find their frequency that everything was on, and they were able to talk about it. But, you know, I think everything's open for interpretation, because not everything she said resonated with me. But then again, not everything I say may resonate with some people too. So it's just your perception.
We all know our own truth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm excited about the whole disclosure of ETs, because I think it'll make people rethink what they've always been taught, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love the whole ET thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love it. I'm not versed in it very well, but, you know, even that show, The Sky, whatever, or that ranch, you know, that ranch that's out there, that thing scares me sometimes.
Yeah. Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, I think that just like with Bigfoot and all these other things, I think they're interdimensional, to where they come and go in our dimension. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've heard that about Bigfoot too.
Yeah. But then I think also, because there's so much hype about other things, they created tulpas, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, can I tell you real quick why I even started YouTube? Because I didn't know what YouTube was. I never watched YouTube. I'm on my own bizwax in my bedroom, you know. And all of a sudden, he said, the man again said in my right ear,
"Yeah,
you're going to start a YouTube show."
Wow.
Well, I had been on a show with, I don't know if you've heard of her. Her name's Kirsten Langston, Third Eye Champagne. Okay. She did a show and she had me on as a guest.
Okay.
And it was lights, camera.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, Jesus, I couldn't do that. I had to brush my hair. You know what I'm saying? So, and she didn't serve biscuits and tea. And so they said, you're going to do a YouTube show. And I actually protested in that moment, which was interesting. You would have thought they had hit me with lightning.
Wow.
I said, you know what? I don't want to get up and brush my hair.
Right? I mean, I just want it to be easy.
Said, you would think they'd be having a laugh back there. They said, Linda, you will help calm them down.
You have, girl. The things you say, because sometimes you say, listen, guys, it might get a little worse before it gets better, but we're going to be okay. You know, you say things like that, because we will be. But yeah, going back to the story. So he said, you're going to have a YouTube channel. And then you're like, I don't think so, buddy.
Yeah, I actually said in my head back to him, I don't want to get up and brush my hair, because I'm thinking of everything Kirsten went through.
Yes.
And he said, Linda, you will help calm them down.
Yes.
And when he said it, you know, it wasn't just words. That energy hit me like, oh, you know, that love and that peace. And of course, I'm a Virgo, so we like to take care of people. So I thought, okay, whatever I can do.
Right.
And I didn't know what the heck YouTube was. I didn't have a YouTube channel. Yeah. I had to ask my son, who doesn't believe in any of this.
Yeah.
But he went ahead and opened it up for me. And I sat in front of a computer and just started talking without any pre-written thing, nothing.
Yeah.
I just started talking. And then before you know it, was quite quickly, I was like up to 7,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
And my son Jacob said, Mom, you know you can monetize YouTube. And I'm like, what?
After 7,000 subscribers, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
And so I monetized it. And the cool thing about monetizing it is that I'm able to give to a lot of places, especially Ukraine.
Yeah. Oh,
a lot of places that need the money.
Yes. Well, and also it's free for people just to watch. Yeah, there's some ads. I mean, unless it's live and you don't have ads then. But like, you know, when I'm watching you, we pay for YouTube, so I can just watch on the big screen and I'm watching you. And, yeah.
YouTube Red or something like that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's one of those. And like you had Ness on the other day and Andre, and you know, I can just watch you there and just enjoy, and I'm cooking or whatever I'm doing. Usually when Randy, my husband's not around, because just like Jacob, your son, he doesn't believe in any of this. And all my listeners know. But he loves me. And he
can't talk them. No, they won't listen.
Well, and it's, you know, it's, well, here's my thing. We are so compatible. I love him so much. We've been married almost 30 years, and I adore this man. He's the best man. He's the best human I've ever known. I mean, he volunteers at the animal clinic. He used to do Meals on Wheels. He's the best human, but he's, you know, he doesn't believe in any of this stuff, right? And that's okay, because you know what? That's his journey.
Sometimes that's better. It's better. You know, I'm not a Bible verse person at all, but wasn't there something that said it's worse to say you believe in God and not do his work than it is to say you don't believe? Yeah. You know,
and if we come down here to do whatever we're here to do, he came down to not have that connection, to know what it's like to not have that connection. And I came down to maybe change his mind about certain things, but not everything. And I don't push any of it on him. But yeah, you know, I mean, we all come down for specific things. And I came down to stop a cycle of abuse with my family. And now I have, like I told you, I'm living on a little compound with my family and I get to help raise my grandkids. And there's no cult part about it. It's really fun.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
It's just, and it's amazing that, you know, it, to me, it's a compliment that my kids want to spend time with me, because I never wanted to spend time with my parents, you know?
Me neither, girlfriend. I remember feeling so embarrassed. Dad used to make us get in the car in a suburban, what do you call a...
Station wagons?
Yes, he had a station wagon, and he never bought a new car, and he wore sweatpants, and him and my mom, and he'd say, "We're going for ice cream." And I remember being in the back of that car just so embarrassed to be with my parents.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, with my kids too, they can tell me anything because I love them unconditionally. I don't care. Don't be wrong. I don't want you murdering anyone, but I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't own you, and you get to live your own life. And if you want to live it a certain way, do it. If you don't, that's fine too. And they're both normal kids. You know, I don't care if they weren't normal. I don't care. I love them no matter what.
Me too. That unconditional is godsend.
I didn't have the unconditional. I didn't have it.
No, not with my parents either. You either think his way or you don't think
at
all.
That's exactly right. And yeah, and that was some deconstruction, let me tell you. Especially when...
But did you forgive them in the end?
I did, actually. And I was telling Linda, you all know I can talk to my mom. She doesn't know that I can actually talk to my father, who abused my sister and I. And I'm not going to get into it. You can imagine what it was about. And... Yeah. Well, I know he passed away because my brother kept in touch with him, kind of, sort of. And then my mom, because I could talk to her by then, she goes, "Why don't you talk to your dad?" And I was like, "I don't want to talk to the SOB." And she goes, "I thought you forgave him." And I said, "Well, I did." She goes, "Just talk to him." So I tried and tried, just like I told you, I practiced. Finally, I got a hold of him. I'm like, "Dad, if you're there, where are you?" And he goes, "I'm in solitary confinement." And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, I can hear, you know, people crying and it's very dark here." And I was like, "Well, do you feel God?" He goes, "Oh, God's all around me. This is my doing. This isn't God. This is me." And I was like, "Oh." And I start feeling kind of sorry for him. And then I was like, "Well, what can I do to help?" And he goes, "Well, you're helping me just talking to me. I never thought any of you would try to talk to me." And I said, "Well, do me a favor, go back to that little girl and be the kind of dad you should have been and hold her and love her and, you know, love her the right way." And he goes, "Okay, I'll try to do that." And so I went back and I couldn't get a hold of him for a while. And finally, I got a hold of him again and I said, "Are you there?" And he said, "Yes, I'm still in solitary confinement, but you have helped me." And I was so happy to hear that. And then I got a hold of him one more time and I said, "Are you there?" And he said, "I have absorbed back into the light." And I was like,
"Wow."
I know. I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, "This part of this sliver of my soul, I decided to cleanse it. And I'm still me. I still have the consciousness. It's still me. And you can talk to me whenever you want, but I have absorbed back into the light."
Wow.
I know. And I was like, "What?" And my listeners know the story, but I wanted you to know, because it's just, yes, I have forgiven him because now I can talk to him.
Even when my dad was dying and he was at the VA,
yeah,
and he was slowly going away, that man would never acknowledge or say anything about the fact that he used to beat us bloody. There was no sexual abuse, but there was physical abuse.
Yeah, which is still terrible.
Yeah, but I forgave him. As soon as he died, it was easier to forgive him, which is interesting.
Well, you know what?
He left me and my sister a large inheritance, so there you go. Oh, well, you know, that changes everything.
It does. It's very nice. Well, you know, but Linda, they're not the same on the other side. They don't have that ego on the other side. They're not.
No,
they're not.
There was some good stuff about my dad I could see. He had a great sense of humor, and there was a lot of parts of him I really enjoyed. He just treated his family like we were hired help, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? But you also stopped a cycle, and you gave your children, your boys, unconditional love. Same with me. But also now you're starting a whole new thing, or you have been telling the world your story and telling the world, listen, we're going to be good. Telling the world, giving the world messages and spreading that awareness, just like I'm trying to do myself.
Yes. Yes.
You know? Oh my gosh. So what are your thoughts about the scientists going away, being removed or dying? What do you think about that?
I think there's something more to it. I know some scientists were saying, no, it's natural phenomenon. No, I don't think it's natural.
I don't either. And there, it's not just the United States. I think it's in China. I think there were some in Australia. There's been many that have either gone missing or just aren't with us anymore.
I haven't dived into it psychically.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, I understand a lot of them were doing the reverse technology with UFOs with the what Tesla did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The zero energy or free energy. Yeah.
You know, that's the kiss of death, because the United States, well, any country, that's how they make their money, is charging you an arm and a leg for energy, which should be free.
It should be. Absolutely. And, you know, since Tesla, and that was in the, what, 30s when Tesla was around, I think they've known about something like this for a long time, and they've kept it suppressed for a very long time. And you wonder, and you know, these people, you're right, these billionaires, we depend on oil and gas, and we don't have to do that and drill and scorch the earth and do all the horrible things we're doing to Mother Earth. We don't need any of that.
And then you have Trump saying, yeah, you guys can go, I'll lease the land to you in national.
Yeah.
The Grand Canyon. Go ahead. Drill, baby, drill.
Exactly. And that's where I'm just like, you know, but I do think, and this is something that my mom has told me, just like you said, and we've talked about this, this had to happen. I didn't vote for the man and all the things, but this had to happen, because had it not, we would still be in this, you know, loop of never, ever getting out of. And he's the catalyst.
It's money's given to our congressmen and people. Let me tell you, anybody taking money and from other nations are about ready to be ended.
Okay,
as far as their careers, not their physical self.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. And I'm at the point where, like, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm kind of thanking him. Thanking Trump for this, because I think he came down to be the bad guy. And
he took a sledgehammer to it and broke everything that we loved and thought we were holding on to. And now we got to build from the beginning.
And we're talking everything. Like, he's done things that I didn't even know could be done, and he's done them. And it's scary, and nobody wants change, and everybody's like freaking out. And I had to just turn off social media and turn off the news, because it was starting to affect me.
I'm tired of hearing the same, like this whole thing that happened in that ballroom or that hotel room.
Yes.
Over and over. You just got to turn the news off.
First of all, I can't watch him. I just can't listen to him anymore. And I'm at the point where, let him do it all. My mom said, just do it all. And that's one thing I was telling Linda earlier. I was having a conversation with my husband about it, about them taking away the people of color vote and trying to do the gerrymandering and so many things. And SCOTUS saying the same thing. Oh, it's fine. You guys can do all these things. Kind of doing his bidding, Trump's bidding. Anyway, and my mom interrupted, and she doesn't interrupt me much. You know, I tune into her usually. And she said, let him do it. Let him do it all, because it's only going to make it worse. All he's doing is making it more openly. Everybody will go, okay, now we get it. Even the people that are already on our side are really starting to decompress.
Yeah. And you know that a lot of those guys are going to go. Kavanaugh's going to go. Roberts is going to go. Within 2 years' time, we're going to have hearings, and we're going to replace, and they'll have term limits for Supreme Court. So this all came about because of this.
Yeah.
But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
When he won the second time, because I couldn't believe. Now, so psychically, I was off. I thought for sure he would lose.
I did too. After I think everybody
did. We witnessed all the people coming out for Kamala's big deals, all the famous people, all the crowds.
Yeah.
And then he'd get a few people he paid, and we thought, well, he's going to lose.
Right.
But he won because they cheated. But anyway, so I asked my guides, literally on my knees, why? Why is he there?
Yeah.
And they said, Linda, man has free will. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they had free will to cheat if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But his people need to know who he really is. His people need to know who he really is.
Right, right. I agree. And, you know, I wonder if they helped them to get where we are. I wonder if they said, no, we have to go through this. They got to have the tough love. I don't care how much they thought she was going to win. They're going to get a big surprise, because we're going to help them win, because they have to go through this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he took a sledgehammer to it.
Oh, it still is.
The call me thing is a nothing burger. Don't be scared about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And his daughter, I guess, is also suing too.
She's going to win, by the way.
Oh, okay, good, good. We need some wins. Okay, Linda? We need some wins. I'm telling you, man. So can you give people what are your predictions maybe for the next couple of years for the United States or for the world? Do you have any things you want to share?
We're going into a whole new beginning, a rejuvenation. Now, let me tell you something. I don't want to scare people, but I'm not into doom and gloom, that kind of thing.
Right.
The guys are very good about if there's a warning, they warn, but they also want you to know it's going to be okay.
Right.
Like, I see the economy really getting ready to go into a tailspin.
Okay.
Not as bad as the Depression.
Okay.
But there's going to be a lot of closure, a lot of people. All of a sudden, boom, it's going to be pretty bad. And I see a lot of people just marching on the streets, you know.
Mm.
But they want him gone. I see chanting about him need to be gone. And I see the military coming in to remove him. So I'm not quite sure of the exact things that happened. But I know people don't want him there anymore. And I think it'll happen before the end of this term. It might even be right before the midterms because I see literally a crashing wave of blue.
I do too.
So he's going to turn people off so much. I don't care about gerrymandering because it's not going to work.
No.
So many people are going to override it with voting for who they want.
Yeah.
So I see that happening. And I also see one of the other factors on top of that is this really bad winter we're going to have.
Oh, what do you mean?
Not necessarily all in the United States, but and not necessarily hurricanes. But I just, once again, they've been showing me this for years. It's just a lot of rain and mudslides and some earthquakes, but not Armageddon earthquakes. But there's just going to be, but what's going to happen is, there's no money. He's not going to help people. He'll be still busy talking about his ballroom.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, people got no place to live.
Right. I mean, FEMA has been so defunded that I'm really afraid for people when this hurricane season comes up, you know?
Yeah. But you know one thing you'll see is the beauty of man helping man.
Yes. Yes.
And that's when we get gifted from something from the realm because people could turn ugly, but instead people gathering together, trying to help each other. You know, helping their neighbor, that really is just beautiful.
And you know, Linda, we can go off on this note too, because my mom, and I know this innately too, it is all about love. This universe is, it is this, seriously, it's so powerful, you guys. I mean, and if you can just think of love, unity, respect, and just put your hands on a ball and swish it out to the universe, the ripple effect, just you doing that is incredible. And I tell my listeners to do it all the time.
But listen, some people don't really know what love is. And I'll tell you something, because it was corrosive with their families, etc. If you don't think you know, or if you're noticing things always turning left on you, you can ask for help. Don't be afraid. And ask for help, but try not to overthink it, because you'll never get it all done. You'll never get it all right.
Right.
And you have to allow well-being. And you only can do that if you allow them to work through you.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right.
They'll never let you go. Once you're in, they'll never let you go.
No. Oh, absolutely. And Linda, so if my listeners want to get a hold of you or want more information from you, where should they go?
They can write me at Grindel, Grindel, 9103.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay.
I have the YouTube show. If you just, if you Google my name, Linda Grindel or Linda G Comanche Psychic, you can find me.
Right. And guys, I'm going to add all of Linda's information on my show notes because I may have to have her back if she'd ever want to come back because I think my listeners are going to go, they're going to go, oh my God. She's
chit chatting with a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's so much fun. And I just adore you and I love your channel. And guys, go subscribe to Linda's channel and enjoy her with all of her amazing guests.
Can I tell you one other thing they always tell me to tell everybody?
Yes.
Nothing outside of you will ever take care of you. You are the one that can take care of yourself. Mm. You are the one that's in control. You have a piece of that majesty of the omnipresent in you. We are all gods, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I absolutely
and
agree.
Don't expect others to fulfill you. People busy looking at, a lot of people I read would say, you know, I had this and so-and-so treated me this way. That doesn't make who you are. Who you are is within you. Never depend on others to make you whole.
That's so true. That's such a great message too. No, thank you for that. Thank you so much. And no, and Linda, thank you so much for being on the show.
And did you want me to send you an 8x10 autograph glossy or?
Yeah, I need one really bad.
Sorry,
so I can frame
it. I don't have those.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.